The congressional effort to bring the case of Terri Schiavo to federal court raises constitutional issues about the jurisdiction of state and federal courts. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Doug Kamek is a man of faith. He says he would be naturally inclined to side with Terri Schiavo's parents in their fight to keep her alive. But Kamek also teaches constitutional law at Pepperdine University. And he says what Congress is trying to do violates core constitutional principles, respect for state sovereignty and jurisdiction among them.
Those who feel strongly as a matter of policy or politics sometimes avoid the framework of the Constitution and the principles of law that we depend upon. But Thomas More, a great Catholic saint, once said he would give benefit of law even to the devil, because if you cut down all the principles of law and the devil then turns around on you, what would be left to protect you?
Kamek says Congress is heading into territory where it should not be.
Congress just simply lacks the power to act on this issue. It has adopted an interpretation of the Due Process Clause that is unrecognizable to the Supreme Court at the moment, and it has applied techniques of legislation that deeply usurp or encroach upon judicial authority and reopen judicial cases in ways that are unprecedented.
Akhil Amar also teaches constitutional law at Yale. He says Kamek may be right, but Amar says he himself is perplexed by this case, in part because there is so little precedent for it.
I know of no previous case where this has been done, but that doesn't mean it's clearly a violation of every principle in the book, that it's never been done before. Lots of things have never been done before, and they might be constitutionally, and also might be very bad policy to open up. They might open up the proverbial can of worms in all sorts of other areas. So that's why it's complicated. I think we're in somewhat uncharted waters here.
Amar is sympathetic to the idea of the federal courts monitoring state courts in some areas, as in federal civil rights issues and in death penalty cases. Indeed, Amar likened this case in some ways to a request for an 11th-hour stay of execution. But Amar says there could be a constitutional problem here because the law to aid Terri Schiavo is tailored to help just her.
Ordinary laws apply to everyone in the future. And this applies to one particular set of parties in the middle of the case, or at the very end. Some would say even after the case is over. And that's the problem.
Kamek thinks the Terri Schiavo case won't reach the U.S. Supreme Court because he doesn't think the lower federal courts will take it up. But Amar says a federal judge could very well order that Terri Schiavo's feeding tube be replaced while the judge considers it. And Amar says he's not so sure the case won't wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. After all, he says, lots of people thought the high court shouldn't be involved in Bush v. Gore. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.